my joy to welcome you all to the Village. We have guests here, we have staff members here, and we're so happy to see you here in our lodge, our Village meeting house. This is the place where we go to have our meetings, of course, to play games. We do crafts in here also. Our camper experience is a chance for kids and counselors to get away from their everyday experience and spend a little time here at camp in God's creation, immersing themselves in scripture and in all the songs that we sing in worship. And so I hope that staff and guests, that's your experience also on the other end, that you are getting a chance to set aside some maybe your responsibilities or your distractions and get a chance to focus on God and what He wants to do. That's our prayer for the Village, that this could be, our meeting house is our getaway, right? Being in the Village is a getaway. The girls have a chance to set aside all the things that concern them for a little while. But that doesn't mean they go away, right? They're not really gone. Those things are going to be there when they get home. Maybe they brought them with them. Maybe they are, and maybe we are, carrying something with us here. And so our getaway can't be here. It can be here for a while. But in the grand scheme of things, 10 days is really not that long, right? So where are we getting away to when we're not here at Pilgrim Camp? That's what we've been going over with the girls. We've also been looking at some of the names of God, all the characteristics of God that allow us really to trust Him. We have our different destinations around the room: love, purpose, fulfillment, security, peace, all those things that we can find in God. And it's my prayer that while we're here, that the girls would be open and receptive to hearing the Word of God, but that they would also be able to practice His presence, that they would be changed and transformed just by being here in God's presence. Mm-hmm. I have had the opportunity to be part of the Village for a really long time, and I've seen different ones grow up, come and go. The thing about it is that you can't really tell where life is going to bring them, what amazing, wonderful things they're going to go on to do, what some of the trials have been that they've gone through since they've been through the Village program. But we have a God. God our Father is our refuge. That's been the focus of our memory work this week. It's the focus of the song that we're going to sing for you. We didn't do it for you, believe it or not. We are going to share it with you because we want you to enjoy, of course. But it's our prayer that we would all be changed by being immersed in God's presence, and that the girls would go home like so many others before them, that the girls will go home with that assurance that God is their refuge, and we can have access to Him at any time, not just when we're here. And so I pray that you enjoy, and I pray that we are a blessing to you, and I thank you for your prayers, and I ask that you would continue to pray. Thank you.
From Psalm 62. In God alone my soul finds rest. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Rest in God alone, O my soul, for my hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor rest on God, my strong rock. My refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts before Him. God is a refuge for us.
Yes. we pray for these children and young people. God, I'm going to ask God, you, Pastor Gary, if you would. God has been doing a work for today. The efforts and work that they put into studying and learning the Word of God, it is in their hearts and minds, and we want to pray that this will take root. We want to pray that God would hold them. And, so maybe we could just reach out our hands to them in faith and just pray God's blessing upon them this morning.
Hallelujah.
Dear Jesus,
we thank you, Lord.
Dear Jesus,
we praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Gird them up, each we pray. Establish them, O God.
Oh, we thank you, God.
Dear Lord.
Oh, Jesus, we praise you, Lord.
Lord, we pray.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for all of the watering that has been taking place throughout this time. We thank you for all the seeds that are planted and all of the sunlight, oh God, that's been allowed to shine, oh God, on your word. But Lord, we know that it is you and you alone that brings the increase. And so, God, we pray for every camper that is here in this first period, everyone that is in this meeting house this morning, God, that you would bring an increase of your love, an increase of your presence, an increase, oh God, of your Holy Spirit in their lives, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that the standard you would raise in their life would be greater than anything they've experienced in this world. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would raise up, oh God, campers here this period, oh Lord, that would choose you no matter the cost, oh God, that will live for you, oh Jesus, every day of their life, oh Lord. We pray, oh God, that there would be those, oh Lord, that you would even call into your service right from this meeting, oh God, right from this period, oh Lord, that there would be pastors and teachers and missionaries, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh Lord, that we would decide to follow Jesus, even if others don't go with us, oh Lord, that the world would be behind us, oh Lord, that a line would be drawn in the sand here and now, oh God, where a decision would be made to live for you for the rest of our lives, oh God, and to grow in your love and your truth, O Lord, and share that gospel, that good news, with all those that are around us. Lord, you are greater, O God, than any negative aspect that anyone has experienced in this room. You are greater than any sin. You are greater than any influence from the enemy, O God. And Lord, we're believing that strongholds would be broken in the name of Jesus, that lives would be restored and purpose be discovered. O God, that what you do in this place by the power of your Holy Spirit, O Lord, would transform not only these lives, but hundreds and thousands of lives as a result of what you do in this period. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord, you are the
prayer. Hallelujah.
You are
the joy, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.